Okay, so it's time for WTS.
What the schrock?
Look at you in yesterday's newspaper, all there, the Journal-Gazette article. How about that?
I saw somebody tweet something about it. I think Ange did, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was actually last week. You've been in the paper so much, I can't decide if you're in the paper more or my son has been more in the paper in the last 2 weeks. But every time I open it, it's like one of my guys in the paper.
Well, I hope your son's in the paper for good things.
Yeah, totally. He's in the sports section, silly.
Awesome. What's going on with him?
He plays basketball. He was in recently for breaking the assist record at Northrop. It was standing since 1984, and he just broke that.
And wow. That's the year I was born, so that's a pretty good accomplishment. Tell him I said congratulations.
Yep.
Thank you. That was exciting. And then the very next day he was in the paper because he committed to a college a couple of weeks ago, so it's just now getting like out there publicly. We kept it kind of quiet for a while, but he committed to play basketball at his college, so that's been in the paper.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what's going to be in the paper next? The article about Angie and your mom in a fight at the newspaper stand. Arguing over the last sports section, trying to get all the stuff.
I think you could take my mom. She's too much of a lover.
Oh, that's amazing.
I want that paper. No, I want that paper. Speaking of your mom, I saw this on Twitter, and I had to ask, what did you watch? You said something about, you know, some sweet little tweet about, you know, watching a movie with mom and dad, feels like old times. What were you watching?
You know, actually, we watched the movie The Butler, and it was a pretty tough movie to watch. My aunt, I guess, got it for my dad, and they kept saying they wanted to watch it, and I hadn't seen it, so we all sat down and watched it. It's a pretty tough movie to get through, but it's a great movie. It was good. It was nice just to have watch a movie with mom and dad. It was like going back in time.
Have you ever, Kaylee Schrock, watched a movie with your mom, and both of you were embarrassed because the material got, like, really raunchy?
I'll never forget. This is the all-time worst, but when American Pie came out and my buddy Ben Stubbe came over, and my mom thought it'd be funny because she knew what that movie was all about, and you know, we were teenagers at the time, so she came down and just sat in the room, and we were just cringing the whole time. It was demoralizing.
Good mom move.
Looking back, it's kind of funny. I'd do the same thing as a parent, I think.
Yeah, because again, every parent should have this rule: nothing good comes out of a finished basement.
Yeah.
The root of all teenage evil.
That's true.
So, speaking of the article that was in yesterday's paper, Justin Cohn says, you know, is quoting you guys as saying you kind of see a similarity between this Comet season and your senior year when you guys won a national title.
I think there are a few similarities, and it just takes the right guys in the room to click at the right time. Like I said to Justin in that article, and I think that, you know, we have made a nice little run, but I think we still have another one in us where if we can get hot at the right time, you know, going into the playoffs, that's the only thing that matters.
Now, last time we talked about the jersey auction. I saw you in the pink jersey, P.S. Amazing. Do you know how much your jersey went for, or did you already have the auction?
You know what? I don't know exactly what it went for. I know Marino's went for the highest, and then mine was number two. But I know someone sent me a message on Facebook. They're like, we brought $800 to the game, and it wasn't enough to get your jersey. But I don't know if I quite hit 1,000 this year. But, you know, Vera Bradley did an unreal job. Those jerseys looked great. I mean, that's about the only jersey I'd wear again in pink. They did a great job with them. I mean, they actually looked real sharp.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I loved them. I thought they were very cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know if they're $800 cool, but, you know.
You know what? I can't believe the amount of money people spend on those, but, it does go for a good cause. So, hopefully we did well. I should know, but I was more focused on winning. We didn't even win a game in those jerseys, so that's a downside. I wish we could have stole one of those games, especially on home ice with, you know, fighting for that cause, but you know, we kind of let the crowd down and Vera Bradley down. But you know, hopefully we'll do it again next year and get a few wins for them.
You definitely didn't let anybody down because you guys definitely won best dress that night. So that's really a big one.
Well, I wish I could sell that to our coach, but you know.
And if you wanted to keep one of those jerseys, would you have to go bid on it?
Yeah, I would, but that would not happen.
Yeah,
I have enough jerseys in the closet.
All right, well, We know that you guys you're gone all the games this weekend, right? You're not home at all.
No, we actually have a long week of practice. We don't play Friday, but we're in Kalamazoo Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, all right. Well, best of luck up there.
And no fights recently.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's that, Angie?
And no fights recently, so this brings your total number of fights so far for the season still at 13 and a career number of fights at 106, all according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
And we'll see what happens this week, and maybe I can sneak one in.
And one day, I want to figure out how many minutes of your life you've spent in the penalty box.
Oh, man, I hope you're good at math.
I'll leave that one up to Dirk.
I married an accountant. She can do that after tax season, maybe. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Kaylee Schrock here on 95.1.